Naomi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miles.
Naomi, you were up early today, we understand, watching Chloe and Sam compete in the Baku, well, I'm sorry, compete out in the White Knights tournament in Russia. They've been out in Baku in Azerbaijan last weekend, of course. So tell us how Chloe and Sam got on out there.
Chloe and Sam got on great this weekend. They followed up their bronze medal last weekend with a gold medal this weekend in the White Knights in Russia, and done really well to win in the final, 21-18, 21-17.
So they've won the tournament that they have that they were leaving Baku to go to compete, and it's part of the Olympic qualification for Rio. Daniel explained to us last weekend that they had to go immediately, no celebrations. So they won the gold medal, so that obviously is a big number of points.
That's a massive number of points. That's like 4,000 points for Chloe and Sam on the tournaments now. So that gives them a good start to the Olympic qualifications.
It sure does. Well, how you know, demanding, and what is the standard like in the White Knights tournament in Russia?
The standard was quite high because in the semi-finals they got into the final by winning 23-21 in the third against quite a tough Russian pair. And in the final today, they played the 2012 European champions. So the standard was quite high, and they're all looking for those ranking points for Rio.
Mm-hmm. Very demanding on the athletes, Chloe and Sam, to compete in Baku and then go on to compete in Russia. But I suppose it's the same for them all.
It's the same for them all. They're all looking for these points. We went down on Monday to greet them at the airport and got to spend the day with them, and Chloe and Sam were back on the airport at 5 a.m. the next morning to go to Russia. So it's very demanding on them as athletes to be up and ready for the next match.
And I see where Chloe reached the semi-finals of the ladies' tournament as well.
She did. She got to semi-finals and she got beat by an American from the Chinese originally, but she just lost in three sets there, losing 21-17 in the third, and done really well to get to the semi-finals of that event as well.
It should be, I presume it's doubly difficult for the like of Chloe and Sam, who play both singles and indeed doubles, so a lot of hard work.
Definitely two different type disciplines, and very hard for Chloe just to be able to stop one discipline, forget about the singles, move on to the doubles, or either forget about the mixed and move to the singles. So she has a lot of things to think about as well whenever she's changing disciplines, and plus her times out from different, each competition. She could be playing mixed and then in another hour maybe playing her singles, so quite demanding on her body.
It sure is. She did have an injury about the turn of the year, but generally speaking, she seems to have held up very well.
She had an injury back in Christmas, January time, and she took time out, got herself back on the way of going, and started to come back now to herself again. So she's starting to show form again now, about 6 months on after her injury.
And what's next for Chloe, Sam and the rest?
Chloe and Sam are right back, hopefully this evening, to Dublin, and then they've got a week's training, and then they're off to Nigeria to play in the Lagos International. And Joshua will be joining them there. He'll be teaming up with Sam for the men's doubles. So hoping again for some more good results in Nigeria.
That's all on the road to Rio.
That's all on the road to Rio.
Naomi, have you any regrets that you're not out playing out around the world?
No regrets at all. I enjoy watching them all compete. And it's nice to be the big sister and being able to enjoy their fame with them.
Well, you may have heard us speak to Daniel last weekend. You're sure, it's Rafaux versus the rest of the world in many cases.
Yeah, I think that tweak has really done its rounds, where we had won more medals in Norway and Finland. We've had more questions about that. Uh-huh. A small town in Donegal has more medals from Baku than Norway or Finland.
Mm-hmm. Well, long may it continue, and we hope to see Chloe, Sam, and indeed possibly Joshua compete in Rio in the Olympics in 2016.
We really do hope that, yeah.